The Conservancy District says the measure could help farmers whose irrigation wells were shut down following the severe drought a decade ago and help sustain the region's strong agricultural economy. The bond would cost residents in the district roughly $1.29 each month per $100,000 in property value for the next 25 years. At times, the public meeting at the Evans Community Center was heated. Many in the audience were concerned about paying for the bond without knowing if they would see any direct benefit. A farmer who would not give his name says he's been pumping water for over 45 years before his pump was shut off by the state.
We need to know before we vote what the allocation is going to be. We still haven't been able to pump for 6 or 7 years.
Conservancy President Gary Harmon says an answer to that question isn't known. However, he did give a dire prediction if voters fail to approve the bond initiative.
If we don't build these structures, trust me, the municipalities will. And we will lose the opportunity to capture any of that water.
Jan Brewer of Greeley was swayed by Harmon's prediction. She says she'd vote for the bond because she wants to make sure as much of the water available to the district stays in the district.
But our towns are built on water rights, so, you know, what do you do? It's a big question. But there's only so much water. And where is it going to go?
The measure would allow the district to take part in the Chatfield Reservoir Reallocation Project, which plans to raise the lake outside Denver by 12 feet. That could yield over 2,800 acre-feet of water in about 3 to 5 years for the district. It would also provide funding to construct gravel pits, which would store over 8,000 acre-feet of water, as well as the purchase of 1,000 acre-feet of senior water rights near the pits. The district says 75% of residents polled approve of the bond request, and its 15-member board will decide on August 21st whether to place the measure on the November ballot. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.